Hi there, and thank you for tuning in to The Social Circus, where every week we dive into a variety of topics covering social media, mindset, and how to run your business. I hope that you enjoy today's episode.
Hello, my lovely listeners, and welcome to another episode of The Social Circus. I'm your host each and every week, Sarah Thompson, and today I have a special guest, the fabulous Ezen from Reba. How are you going, Ezen?
I will, thank you. Thanks for having me today, Sarah.
My absolute pleasure. Now, I'm really excited to chat with you today because I actually met you through a group that we both belong to called She Mentors. So if you're in Australia, please go and check out She Mentors because it's a wonderful group that connects women from all different backgrounds, not just business owners. And I actually had the most amazing mentoring session with Ezen. If I'm really honest, she called me out a bit on my stuff and told me that I was causing blocks in my business. And it was very insightful. And I was so inspired when I speak to people who are just genuinely clever about that, what they do. I said to please come on my podcast and share your wisdom with my audiences. So Ezen, tell everyone a little bit about your business and what do you actually do in your consulting business?
Sure, thank you. Okay. So hi everyone. So this is Ezen. I'm from Melbourne and online business manager. So I help female entrepreneurs to implement their strategy objectives, continue to improve their business processes, and systemize their operations so they can elevate their business growth. So really why I started this is from my previous career, I was a formal internal auditor in ISO 9001. So I'm bringing my experience, my skills that I have, and because I'm passionate in process improvement and business improvement, so I'm using all that I have got, I've gained for the last 13 years and help small business owners in this, like the online landscape. So I really enjoying it. And I see like people's like, yep, system is kind of boring, but I see this big smile at the end. Is it?
Yeah.
I did it. I improved it. There's a cost and time impact of it. Yes, it is important. So yeah, that's what I do and that's what my passion lies on.
Oh, and can I just say, I feel like you really undersold yourself then, Ezen, because you are so brilliant at what you do. And when you said that your background was in auditing, it doesn't surprise me in that kind of, because you have that attention to detail and that eye for seeing things that I think as business owners, we get really close to and don't see. So my favorite question I always ask my guests is, what inspired you to start your business? Because I know that you are a new arrival to Australia. You came here, it must have been during COVID. And I'm really interested to hear what that journey looked like, because when we are business owners, it's always exciting to hear other people's entrepreneurial journey. So tell us a little bit about what inspired you and how you got to where you are now.
So yeah, so sorry, actually I arrived on 2001, not 2021. So when I was I nearly turned 21 years old at that time.
Yeah.
So came here as a student. So my background is Malaysian and I did engineering study back then. So at that time, because the education system to continue engineering degree is very limited resources.
Yeah.
And so to continue the degree qualification, and plus I'm from the private college. So yes. Basically, the most to finish or to have a better successful completion is to go overseas to complete the year 3 and year 4 degree. So I did my first 2 years in Malaysia, and then I came to Melbourne RMIT and did my year 3 and 4.
Right.
So, I did my degree in engineering and did my master in engineering as well. So that leads into what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them related, some was not, but I really enjoying. But I also think that I have that background that lead me into where I am now, because what I learned in the past in the education life is really easily like helping me to understand and think in that logical way.
I was about to say, if you bring all that logic and those systems and processes into this business, and it makes such good sense. So yeah. How long have you actually been in business, and tell us how did you get there from being an engineer?
So really it's come to your first baby. So newborn, and because we don't have like family here, so the support system is really poor, if I say that. So it's really rely on myself and my husband. So I decided, like, quit my job, my profession, and I'll start my own business. So at least I have the flexibility to look after the child at a time and also, you know, keep myself occupied, not so disconnected, not just on your baby focus, but also connected to the society and other people. So really,
big grown ups.
That's how I started. So I feel really isolated at that time. Like, first time mom, really stressed. The main focus is just the baby, and at home, so scared to go out because could have been a lot of things like. So that's why I started the business to keep myself occupied and also continue to learn things as well.
Oh, I am sure that so many of my listeners relate to that with when you have a baby and the changes that brings are so dramatic, and you kind of feel like you're in one sense, it's wonderful and exciting, but in another sense, as a woman and as a human being, you kind of drown and lose yourself a little bit. And when we look out, it's like, what's going on here? So I'm sure that so many people listening to what you just said related to that. Now, as the owner of your business, I know that you offer a lot of service because you offer traditional VA virtual assistant services, but you also obviously are an online business manager and OBM, which is that sort of step up. But what I really wanted to talk about today, because this is where you wowed me, is I want to talk about business systems, because I think that this is something that everyone struggles with. We all are always so, so busy and we don't have the time and there are never enough hours in the day. We never get through our to-do lists. And there's a part of us that I think wonders, is this how running a business is now? Is this what it looks like? And to some extent, there is a lot more tasks that we need to do now. But a lot of people that I work with, and I'm sure who you see as well, Izan, simply don't have systems and processes in place that will support them. So I wanted to talk to you about that today, if that's all right.
Yeah, sure. Yes. I love talking about that.
Now, I guess as an online business manager, for those people who don't understand what that is compared to a virtual assistant, do you want to just explain that first, just so we're all clear on the brilliance that you bring to businesses?
Yes. So virtual assistant is really task-oriented only. So they work done, get it done for you. So it's task-oriented. But for online business manager, they work with you on the much higher level up, like executive level. So they work with you in the operational side, which is I'm focused on this, but some OBM, they work with you on the productivity side. So in a nutshell, OBM is more on the management area. They look after your business, and they also they manage the projects. You have this big vision that you have to achieve this big vision, you might have multiple projects to work at the same time or work one after another, but you're so very limited. Your resources, you're very limited with time, you're very limited with the resources that you need. So OBM can handle that part. So you just tell the OBM, all right, this is the goal, this is the project I want to do. And the OBM will then take on the project, they will plan and they will execute it. And they will be the project manager, but they also will manage the team as well, as in telling them what they have to do. So it's really to free out the owners or the founders of the business saying that, okay, I'll be your right-hand person. I'll take off your plate. And then you can do the high level, the visionary, what you wanted to achieve, the vision. You drive the business, but I'll be the back end. I'll do all the executing. So that is really the OBM does. Some OBM is just only specialized on course launches, which is fun. So because not all business owners, they probably say, all right, I just only want to focus on course launches, and then they have the OBM to come in and manage the launch projects. Mm-hmm. I'm more on the operational side. I'm focused on operation and efficiency. You have these typical seven departments or business functions, and how we can systematize them. So how we can improve them one by one, and how we can have that the right person, the right job. Like again, I really look into the operational. You have the people, you have the resources to work together, to collaborate together to achieve your big vision.
Oh. That's such a wonderful description. Thank you so much, Ethan, for elaborating. And I'm certain all my listeners are sitting there thinking, oh, I need an OBM. And I think a lot of us, particularly people like you said in that course launch space, we often associate the OBM with those launch tasks that become very overwhelming. And it's really exciting that you talk about creating that operational efficiency, because in truth, if we can get that part right in our business, things like our course launches become more effortless because we have proper systems in place, our business runs really well. And it's really unusual to meet someone like yourself who has that really high level of sort of insight and execution to help us improve our business processes and systems. So I guess a good place to start is when we are running our business, or when we get started in our business, we just get up and we get going, don't we? And we kind of just go, I love this task. So for me, I love marketing. That's my area of expertise. And I was like, I'll just be a consultant or a coach in that. And often that's as much planning that goes into our business. And then suddenly we're faced with, oh, I have to send invoices and I have to have emails, and things grow very quickly that we just think, oh, how do I get here? And I don't understand that. So in the early days in our business journey, what sort of systems should we be looking for to help us, and what should we be doing in the early days? Because I wish I'd done lots of things differently now, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
So yeah, so in early days, I would suggest, because we also start from solo, right? So we start from solo. So to see what you can put system is, you start record what are the tasks. So start recording what are the tasks that you're working on. So, and then from there, you will see a pattern. And then from that pattern, so for example, like you'll do a discovery call. So you'll have like, you know, back and forward email about blocking a date. So if you have a lot of weeks, you spend many weeks on that particular task, then you say, oh, is that something that I can automate it to simplify that process? So which means, like, is there a booking calendar tool that I can use to simplify that?
Yes.
So that means instead of you, I believe a lot of us like been there, like we do email, ping pong email.
Oh,
you have this time? No, I don't. And I have this about this. And it builds up. So that's the way that you can see, okay, what is the tool that I can use to simplify this and then make it as a rinse repeat process?
Oh, I love
that. So rinse repeat process means like you can have one event, a booking event set up, but you can duplicate that
yes. event. Right? So good.
Yeah.
So when I started coaching, I didn't actually know there was calendar booking systems. And one of my clients said to me, could I just tell you about this tool? And I was like really embarrassed because I thought I was quite clever. And then I realized you just don't know what you don't know. And if you don't mind me interrupting Ethan, I just want to say to everyone, all of the links to contact Ethan will be in the show notes. But one thing I really wanted to say was she has on her website a great freebie that lists some tools and systems and software apps that you might not have known about, because you don't know what you don't know. Like, I didn't know there was such a thing as a calendar booking system. So, you know, please go to her website and check that out, because it has some really clever like apps on it that you're just like, well, I didn't even know I needed that. And the answer is you probably do. So just to interrupt you, my lovely, sorry.
So, yeah, so that is one of it. And then another way of like, again, when you do your task audit, which means you would clock in, clock out every day, every task you're doing. So is to see what are the regular, to see the pattern, what's the regular pattern that you're working on. Then have a think about it. Okay, so for example, like the freebies that you're talking about, yes, it's a freebie. So you put it like, so it's all really digitized and everything is automated.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you, when you're looking at that, okay, what that become your lead magnet system, right? So you created the lead magnet, you created the payment, you created a sign-up form, and you put in that link to your CRM or email marketing platform software, and then you have trigger off the automation, the email sequence. So that is your whole system already. But so yes, from there, if you look at it, again, that can be rinse and repeat to book it to your next lead magnet project. What might have changed is your form, your contact list, your tags, your email sequence, but the technical setup, the technical side is the same. It's just the content that you put in is different. So again, that is a rinse and repeat process. And and that should be documented, because eventually when you grow, that whole process, you can just pass it on to whoever that's going to take over. It might be start with a VA. Yeah, that whole process you can hand over to that VA, and then they can follow that process to build it for you.
Yes.
Or to do whatever task that you want, you're going to like outsource or delegate, delegate to your team. So that's really the system. And then you can have, once you have a team, then you can work with them and say, oh, how can we streamline more to optimize this process? And then maybe it's, you want to do a tech segmentation for marketing purpose, or you want to say, oh, all right, I want to update the email sequence. Like you probably want to refresh your content every 3 months because you keep pumping up your content in block, and you can repurpose it. So yeah, that's how you can optimize that. So that's really come to the business system. So when a business system, you're looking at how you want to streamline it more, you want to make it, optimize it more to make it more efficient and effective.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And for my listeners, Ethan dropped out something in there, and I have so much regret that I didn't do this sooner in my business. And she said to document processes and tasks. And I know that it might even be a small task, like how do I set up an out of office in my email, or how do I set up a canned response in your email system? And it might seem really easy, and you might think, why would I need to document that? But if you do it now when your business is early on and there's only a few things to document, I look at it now and just get overwhelmed with the thought of everything that needs documenting in my business. And my assistant and I do work on that regularly, and I know that she's all over it much more than I am. But in those early days when you don't have many, like if you can just spend, like it will genuinely take 3 or 4 minutes to document. And moving forward, it will transform when you come to outsource and when you start looking at, like you said, Ethan, a VA and then an OBM. Like a great OBM will help you with documentation, but you're going to pay them for that. So if you can start the ball rolling, that is probably one of my biggest regrets in my business, is that I didn't create systems and processes. I knew them in my head, but I did not create them. And I think that made my growth harder. And you dropped that out like a very casual comment, Izzy, and I wanted to draw attention to it, because if we did that, it would be so much easier to grow. And I think you said at the beginning, people think that systems and processes are boring, but then when they see what a change it makes to their time and their output and their energy, that's when you see the smiles. That's when you have that moment with your clients of, this is great. And that's what we want people to feel, is we didn't go into business to work every hour of the day, and we didn't go into business to feel like we're incompetent, because we're probably really competent at what we do. But we do need to acknowledge that we need the support of someone like yourself to help us with that, you know, to help us get across those systems. So as we grow in our business, we're being mindful and diligent about keeping that kind of task management, documenting those systems. What are some of the blocking points? And I know you identified them really quickly in my business, that you see us as we're trying to grow and scale. Like what holds us back, do you think, and what stops us achieving those things that we want to achieve?
They overwhelming. So or maybe some businesses, like they overcomplicated things as mm-hmm. well. So and they probably think, oh, documenting operating procedures, for example, the SOP, is really old-fashioned way, which happened before, like on a back when I was in when I worked for like companies, they have this manual or standard operating procedure, print out, put it on a shelf and collect dust.
Yes.
So probably a lot of people are thinking, I want to do systemize it, or want to documenting all these processes, is really waste of time sitting there and just collecting dust. Mm. So that is really the traditional way of doing back then. Like they say, okay, step one, two, all in document, in writing. But now, if let's say we want to do it now, you can really just do a recording, like a recording or a video recording, like how you do it. It doesn't have to be a screenshot or
a long Word document.
So that's really is the the most, I would say, obstacle. Like they would think like, oh, I have to sit down and type it out the 10 pages long of my procedure.
Yes.
You get what I mean? So it's like...
Oh, definitely. And I was, embarrassingly again, I was very late to the party with documenting procedures as video. And again, Claire, my assistant, said to me, just do a quick video, Sarah. And because she knows I talk on video all the time. And once I started doing that, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like takes like 1 or 2 minutes to explain a process. And then it's there forever. And the great thing about video is, specifically for there, it's inside a system or a piece of software. The person who's watching that in your team can say, okay, she's on that screen and she's talking about that button in the top right-hand corner. And they can follow along with you. So it's actually, like, if we're not using video to document systems, we're making it more onerous for ourselves, and we're probably making it harder for the person who's on the other end of that kind of process, aren't we?
Yes, yes. So if let's say we're just doing a video, everything is in video recording, so that would be so much and quick. And so of course, like sometimes we need some checklist or form attached to it, but it can be documented that way. Like, so you say, okay, this is the video. Step one, watch this video. Step two is associated with this form or checklist attached with it. So it's in kind of the process already.
Yes, it's like a couple of things done and you're away. I love that. And I guess from a business perspective, and I'm sure I know the answer to this, but this is obviously something that someone like yourself, who's an online business manager and OBM, can help us with. If we get to a point where we've done none of this and we're a little bit embarrassed, that's where someone like yourself can step in, isn't it?
Yes, I definitely can do, like OBM definitely can do that. Some system VA is also available. Mm-hmm. Like some VA, they just want to like keep themselves as a VA, but they specialize in system setup, that's also available. So it's depending, like, as I said at the beginning, like VA is really task oriented, but OBM, they more like a business partner, they can strategize together.
Yeah, I love that. And I guess for everyone listening, if you're sitting there and you've heard Ethan say, start documenting your systems and start using video to document them and get up and running. If you haven't done that, please know that people at EZEN, that's what they enjoy doing. And to not feel like, I used to feel really embarrassed when I would say to Claire, my assistant, I haven't done this and there is no process. This is kind of what it looks like. And she's like, that's all right. And don't feel embarrassed, because we've grown our business on our own generally and we've done our best. But the reason why we have people like you, EZEN, step into our business is because you bring your genius, which is understanding processes and systems. And if we haven't got any as business owners, you don't feel like we're idiots. You just feel like we were busy. So don't be ashamed is what I'm trying to say. I'm sure you're going to back me up on that, EZEN, yeah?
No.
So yeah, if you're listening and think, oh, I need her in my life, you probably do. But also don't be embarrassed if you go with your cap in hand saying, I've got a lot of mess, can you help? Because that's what people like EZEN love to do, is to help you with that. So don't feel like awkward or anything like that. I just want to reassure you, because I definitely felt that trepidation saying, oh, I don't want to show behind the curtain because it's not what it should be. That's okay. We all have to start somewhere, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. I guess the more transparent you are, the more successful you will be.
Yes, I love that. Thank you. Now, look, Ethan, it's been so delightful chatting to you today. I have loved how generously you have shared your insights. And for my listeners, I am certain you've got lots out of it from today. If you would like to connect with EZEN, please visit the show notes. As I said, all of her links are in there, including her fabulous lead magnet, which is the software apps that I would recommend you check out. EZEN, thank you for your time today. I've loved having you as a guest on my show. It's been fabulous.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Absolute pleasure. And to my listeners, thank you for tuning in each and every week, and I will catch you the same time next week on The Social Circus.
Thanks so much for tuning in to The Social Circus. As your host, Sarah Thompson, I am thrilled that you've chosen to spend your time hanging out with me. I would be so grateful if you could spare an extra moment to go and leave me a review on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you even felt more excited, you could share my podcast with your friends who you think would get great value from it. Thanks so much again for tuning in.